Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here Wednesday, November the 19th, 2025, 11 minutes past the hour. Actually, 11 minutes and 11 seconds. You're tuned into WGH Talk Radio, and the phone lines are open. 383-9944. Well, maybe I'm still in the fog. I have two numbers going through my head, and I give the wrong one sometimes. 740-383-9944. And I'm dead serious. You know, if you're the mayor and you feel that we're misrepresenting what's going on in this city, call in. Tell us we're wrong. Tell us what's going on. Tell us where the cuts are going to come from. Because I think this is important. I don't want to be right about a lot of this stuff. I don't want to report a lot of this news because it's not happy news. Let me tell you, it's not happy. So, you know, Bill Collins does have a chance to lead here and make these cuts and make them in the right places, I guess, to not hurt people's lifestyle in the city. I don't know. I honestly don't know at this point. But I assume he's fast at work doing this. And I do want to say, I have invited Bill Collins on this show. I have invited Chuck Deem, the fire chief, on this show. I have not heard from him yet. So, you know, there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Still loving my city.
Yeah.
You know, I think any politician, if they would come clean and say, you know something, I screwed up. I made a big mistake. I want you to know that. And what we're going to do, we're going to fix that. Now, it may take a lot of pain and anguish, but I think once we fix it, if people would own up to that, I think the electorate would forgive them and not worry about it and say, okay, you made the mistake, let's see you fix it, and give that individual essentially a second chance. But when you deny, 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 and keep hoping people are going to, you know, accept the smog that you're spewing, that's just bad. People should stand up. That's what leadership is all about, standing up and taking ownership. And sometimes, just to quell everything, even if you didn't do something, admit, okay, I did it, it's not going to happen again, etc. Even if you didn't do it, at least that alleviates some of the pain and anguish.
Well, we'll see what happens. Like I said, I've invited the mayor on, I've invited Fire Chief Chuck Deem on, and at this point, neither has responded.
Well, I think that, you know, what more can you do? And if they don't call in and respond or say, call up and say, Scott, I want to come on your show. I want to tell people they don't have to worry. I'm at the helm and we're going to fix it. Now, if he had the intestinal fortitude to do that, I think he would gain a lot of respect. And you know something? He would gain a lot more of my respect.
Hey, thank you.
Better tomorrow.
And I do want to say, the odd thing in this matter is, when Chief Deem was trying to get the new fire station, campaigning for the levy, he was on this program. We had him on. We had the tapes. I've never turned down Chief Deem when he wanted to talk about those sort of things. So, that he's not responding now, that's unfortunate. Even if he's busy and can't come on, a response would have been nice. Same thing with the mayor. I don't know what is going on. I've never understood that. When he was police chief, he came on. when he was deputy sheriff, he came on. When he was running for office, he came on. I don't know what they think I'm going to do besides ask questions. And it's their chance to talk to the people of Marion. And I don't know how this could be bad for them. If they can cite any interview that I've ever done with anybody, even with them, in which I've treated them badly, I would like to hear that interview. You know, I don't know. It's an odd thing. But the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But I will say, these interviews and these conversations are no longer for me. They're for the listening audience. They're for the public. They're for the elected official. Because them trying to explain what's going on here and maybe calming some of this down is something, as an elected official, I think you should be doing. You know, isn't that the job, part of the job description of the elected official, to talk to the media and to try to get the best information out there possible? You know, you still have time. 740-383-9944, the invitation will always be there. Now, I will also say, we've been talking a lot about what's going on. Ayers Ratliff is also on the financial committee. I know Ayers tends to listen from time to time. Now, Ayers, I know, has not been doing a lot of media, but listen, frankly, right now, I just want to talk about the financial issues in Marion and where we are. So if Ayers is somewhere where he's listening this morning and is able to call in, that would be the conversation. And if anything I am saying is incorrect, I would like him to clear that up, because we do not want to be wrong on this. That's part of the problem. We do not want to be wrong. So if Ayers is anywhere where he's near a telephone, it's much easier now to say that because we all have cell phones. I implore him to call in, because frankly, it's a financial conversation, and if anything being said is wrong, we want to know, essentially. We do not want to screw up the information. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott, again. I just happened to think of something.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Instead of blaming everything onto the mayor, you know, why don't we blame someone on the council?
Oh, you have to.
A lot of this crap couldn't have happened if the council hadn't gone along with what he had to say.
Absolutely. The only thing that I can think that the mayor did without council's approval was the expansion of transit. That's the only thing I can think.
Was what?
The expansion of the transit department.
Oh, well, no, or the bus, or, you know, there's many things that he done without the approval of council, but there's a lot of things he done that the council went along with.
That's true.
They hadn't done their paperwork either.
Well, you know, here's something interesting. And okay, now we have all seen, and we've all seen the stories of the finance committee ripping the treasurer and the auditor. That's been going on for 2 years. Now, here's my question.
Somebody's fault, Scott.
Right, but here's my question. Why did, if the finance committee knows the books and they know everything, why didn't they rip the budget director? This is a budget issue. Our budget is out of whack. Why did nobody on Monday turn to the budget director and start screaming at them like they've screamed at Tommy Reese and they've screamed at Miranda McGinnis?
Well, I don't know, but every penny, well, not every penny spent is through the approval of the council, but there's a lot of it that didn't go through, so we'll give the council a little grace there too. But I want to tell you, if the council didn't approve of the crap, a lot of stuff like the $25,000 to the SNAP, if they ever get that or whatever, the council jumped right on that. All seven, eight of them, however many's there.
That's true. And I hope, now I just want to say this, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that's going to go up for a vote on Monday. The mayor apparently wants to give this all to the Salvation Army. I saw that the I believe I saw a post from the homeless shelter that they're in need in the holiday time. I hope if they do vote on that and that is disbursed, that maybe that can be adjusted somewhat so the homeless shelter gets something.
But I thought that the mayor said in his defense that then that the Salvation Army could disperse it to the other, and he thought that they were best advised of who needed it, that, or where the need really was, Salvation Army, where the need really was. I didn't think he, from there again, from what I could hear, it wasn't, you know, they gave it to Salvation Army kind of with the stipulation of them helping distribute it where it needed to go.
Right.
But if they ain't got no damn money, I guess we ain't gonna have to worry about that, are we?
Well, we might not, but I do. I know that will come before council this Monday night to vote on dispersing that money to the Salvation Army, because it does have to go back through them. And I really, really, really sincerely hope some of those council members call the homeless shelter and see if they could use things, because it's my understanding they're in a bad way right now. And I'm not saying the Salvation Army doesn't deserve it, but the homeless shelter is as local as it can get. It's apparently in need, and if some of that money can go there and they're going to disperse it anyway, then I hope we make an amendment to that ordinance.
Well, Scott, think about it. We ain't got no money to give them, so.
Well, there's that too. Between now and Monday, I don't know where the money's going.
Well, like I say, after I said that, I thought, well, it doesn't matter. Whim game, I give to them anyway.
Oh, and also, and I just want to be clear, I'm not saying the treasurer and the auditor don't deserve some blame. All I'm saying is they've been getting all the blame from the finance committee, and the budget director, I don't believe, has gotten any blame.
Well, so the new person we just hired, or all those persons we just hired, like I say, don't take the guy that's picking up the trash or the guy that's coming and fighting the fire in your house. Don't lay him off, for crying out loud.
Well, I think, you know, when you lay off police officers, firefighters, or sanitation workers, it's a bad, bad look. And especially if you go back and look what we are spending money on or have spent money on, that's what's going to make this a horrible look. And I just can't believe that there are, again, and I hate to be a broken record, but I cannot believe that there are less firefighters, less police officers on the street now than at the beginning of the year, and the fire stations on hold, which was a levy passed by the voters, and nobody knew but the mayor and his administration. I'd like to know I would like to know who knew that, because council claims they didn't know. So, which council members knew? Did the fire chief know that? Did the law director know that? Did the budget director know that? Did they know this and not share this with anybody? Did they feel the public didn't need to know any of this?
Well, I don't know. It's a mess. But don't be laying off the guy that comes out here in the dead of the winter and picks up my trash. They'd have to lay off, how many would they have to lay off to make up for one of the pencil pushers they've got?
Well, it's a scary thing, because the Enterprise Fund, which is supposed to take care of itself, you know, self-funding, one of those things is the sanitation department, and somehow that fund has gotten negative. Now, we have no explanation on how that got negative, so here we go.
It's a sad thing, but like I said, the council was very negligent, too, or a lot of this crap wouldn't have gotten passed,
you know,
that he wanted.
You know, doesn't it seem trite that the council was more worried about taking a no-confidence vote in a treasurer who was on his way out the door because he wouldn't take training, instead of paying attention to the budget and paying attention to the fact that the fire station was on hold, nothing was getting done, and that police officers, firefighters, and possibly sanitation workers, we don't know, were in jeopardy, or are in jeopardy.
Well, let's hope, yeah.
But we got to yell at the treasurer.
Or else, yeah, or let's just go ahead and don't take our money for this time and throw it back in the kitty.
Well, I think that's going to be a question at these meetings for the next 6 weeks. I don't think that's going to go unasked. I'll tell you that.
Well, I may have to, you know, put new batteries in and come and try it.
Well, I'll tell you, you've caused a shakeup so far, and I think most people agree with you. So there you are.
Have a good one, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. You know, and it is the people. Listen, at the bottom of it, you know, it's the people. We just report on what happens as the media. I don't think the media should ever take credit for doing anything. It's the people. And you're the people. And thank you for listening. And thank you for having questions. And if the politicians don't answer your questions, then there's a real problem. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, listen, I don't know what Ayers is doing this morning, but he's a member of the Finance Committee, and this is kind of booking on the air, but I know he's not doing a whole lot of media. If he's near a phone before 10 o'clock, if anything going on here is incorrect or he can shed some light on this, we've talked to Rollins. It would be good to hear what he knew or didn't know or does know, because he is the longest tenured city council person at this point. And trust me, at this point, the conversation would be strictly about the finances. At this point, there's not much else to talk about this morning. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything you'd like to say, feel free to get in. 27 minutes past the hour, 33 minutes left in the program this morning. And again, you've got to ask yourself, where are the politicians? Where are the people in position? Now, I know some of them have day jobs and can't listen to this live, but you know what? The offer is there. The offer is there. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just had a question. I don't know if it was when he first took office or if it was just last year when it was, but wasn't there some big kerfuffle or something rather about him, the mayor, redoing everything there in the council chambers, some kind of media stuff? Didn't he do some kind of great big expensive upgrade without any authorization from council?
Yes, that was what the big, where the line came, I think everybody misunderstood. That was when the cameras went in, and that was when the miking went in for the cameras and the sound system and the video equipment, and council didn't approve it, and the mayor said he got the best bid for it, and then it was said that people misunderstood the mayor. Yeah, there was an upgrade. I think Bodine was heading that up. I don't know if the mayor was, but
one of his friends was going to benefit from all the work that he hands out and stuff. But then why isn't the sound system good then if he spent all that money upgrading it?
Yeah, I
heard that other lady saying that she can't hear there, and I haven't gone to in person any of the meetings. I just listen to it on Facebook, but if he spent all that money on it, why can't they hear?
Well, it's because it's for Facebook. It's not the audio equipment in the room. There's no miking in that room at all.
And
yeah, but it was $15,000, I'm being told, in audio equipment. $15,000.
Okay, so, I just wondered because I knew there was a big kerfuffle about that, and I thought, well, what did he do then? What did they improve?
Well,
okay, well, thank you.
Well, hey, I'm going to ask you, how do you feel about the fire station? That seems to be the big story.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
And just like the previous caller, get rid of that new $120,000 a year job instead of laying off a firefighter or a policeman. That's just totally ridiculous.
Well, and at this point, I mean, do we have to say, do we need a... Does anybody know what the budget director does?
It doesn't seem like it, does it?
No, and that's a pretty pricey position at this point. So here we are.
Doesn't seem like it. Nope.
Nope. Hey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, let's be specific here. I'm not campaigning for anybody to lose their job, but I really don't know how you trim millions of dollars out of a budget. I truly don't. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Loving your city. To correct you, there are microphones in there.
Well, where are the speakers?
Do what?
Where are the speakers?
Where are the speakers?
In the room. I mean, there's no miking in the room.
There are mics in the room.
They're flat.
They're pressure zone microphones. There are three, I think, on the tables. The president of council has one. And then there's one over by the lectern.
Yeah, but where are they coming out at?
I don't think there's a PA system necessarily.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's a big difference between there are no mics.
Well, no, but that's what she was talking about. She was saying, why can't I hear anything in the room?
Well, here's a problem, being in the room, being there live, yes, because the president of council doesn't know how to speak publicly, let alone how to conduct business. But even when you watch it streamed, there's the shuffling and noise of paper. Those are the wrong kinds of mics that they have in there. Bodine doesn't know what the hell he is doing. And there suffers the people. The cameras are poorly placed because whoever Bodine hired doesn't have a clue. Or they were at the direction of Bodine, who, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Well,
but at any rate, there are microphones there. I've even emailed all council people. I believe I even included you in that they need to be aware that those microphones are sensitive. Stop fidgeting, shuffling papers, so on and so forth.
Right. There are definitely mics. But again,
They should, though.
But nobody
have a PA system so people can hear.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the mics. What I'm saying is there is no amplification in the room, and that's what people have always complained about. I go down there, I can't hear anything in the room. There is no... turn something on if those mics go somewhere.
Well,
I was
almost at one point ready to stand up and say, hey, speak up. You cannot be heard. Enunciate. Don't mumble, you know?
Well, apparently, the flat, I'm being told, the flat mics are recording mics for the bass recording system that belongs to the court system, separate from the work Bodine... So this is not a Bodine thing.
Well, the cameras...
The cameras are
a Bodine thing, and those microphones, I question that, because the city council is using them. City Council is using them in conjunction with the cameras that are recording the committee meetings as well as City Council meetings.
Well, here's an interesting thing that I think is more important. Apparently, people were told by Bodine that there was an amplification system put in. Well, I don't know where it is.
I recall some years ago that there was sound in there that you could hear quite well. Everything going on. I don't know what's happened to it, but I got to believe there's a sound system in there because, I don't know, I think somebody should maybe call the court up and say, do you have a sound system so people in the back pews can hear what's going on?
Well, maybe somebody could turn it on next week.
Or do something, because they're not really serving and they're not really utilizing, obviously, taxpayers' dollars very wisely. So
we shall see.
Better tomorrow.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, you know, here we are. Maybe people could take pay cuts. I don't know. People with somewhat large salaries. You know, you look at a lot of this now, things like give people bigger salaries and we'll get better people. Well, I don't think that would be on the table now, because I'm not sure there's the money to do it. 740-383-9944. Feel free to call in and give your opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the microphones. They were installed, the new audiovisual system that council did not know about was installed on May 13th of 2024. I know these dates well, trust me. Everyone was shocked and surprised, and that was the first night they went live stream on Facebook. It's also the first night I busted out the corruption that was going on, ironically. Now, it was supposed to be updating the sound system in the court because people were complaining that they were unable to hear these meetings. It was also supposed to be able to enable us to go live on Facebook and stream these meetings. The little black microphones that Terry is talking about belong to the court system. I know this from my own legal case, and I think it's called the digital court recorder or something like that. But it's what the court uses, and those microphones are so sensitive that you can hear somebody sniffling in the audience. So, yes, he is correct when the shuffling of papers is loud and annoying. But it is what the court uses, and Pollock uses it because that's how they do their minutes. They get every single word that everybody said, and that's how they do their minutes. And the audio recordings are preserved for 6 months so they can be referred to. But that is the court system that we use to take the audio recording of the actual meeting. What is being broadcast is what we paid $15,000. Well, I think the city paid $13,000 and the courts paid $2,000 towards it. Once I looked at the invoice, the courts actually kicked up some of it. So Bodine was able to dupe the judge into thinking she needed that system as well.
Well, how much money in total was spent on the signs and the Love Your City rollout period?
I don't know for sure. I honestly don't know. I know of absolutely 100% for sure we spent $65,000 on the first go-around of stickers and wraps. We spent another $10,000 wrapping buses. We spent $2,500 to license the name Night Moves so we could put that on the bus. And then when we got that wrapped, nighttime was actually spelled wrong and we had to correct it. So I don't know if we paid extra money for that.
What about the street signs?
Oh, I don't know how much we paid for this. We put Love Your City on every street sign. We paid $7,000, you know, the signs when you're coming into town that now say Love Your City, Mayor Bill Collins.
Yeah, those things don't look cheap.
Well, at least $7,000. I was sitting in one meeting where they allocated $7,000. And when people start blaming Scherzer, I'm doing a post like once every Monday before city council. When the current administration tries to blame it on the former administration, and this week's picture was one of those entrance signs, I said, remind them that Scott Scherzer didn't need his name on the entrance to every, on a sign on every entrance to the city.
How much did it cost to
$4,750 to wrap Bodine's office, Scott.
Yeah, but how much did it cost to take down the Scherzer Park sign and put up the Founders Park sign?
Those signs, there's a sign out at Quarry Park, and there's a sign at Scherzer Park, and those signs together, I think we paid about $5,000 for.
Well, there you
go. You know, and I've got the invoices for all this shit. That's the thing, and I've been yelling it for a year, and I'm negative Nelly and this and that and the other.
Yeah, but is this $150,000 for this rollout? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'd say that's fair, if not more. We don't know. That's the thing, is we don't know how far it really goes, because every time you turn around, you've got on a polo shirt that says Love Your City.
Does the city pay for those?
I don't know. Good luck finding out.
But I mean, isn't...
And they've got business cards, letterheads. You look at our sewer bills. That was another one of my, when the city, this current administration tries to blame the Scherzer administration. Get out a sewer bill from when Scherzer was mayor. Oh, they're so boring and plain and ugly.
Oh, the website.
But when you get one from the Collins administration, it's colorful and flashy and pretty. How much more do you think it costs to print that colorful, flashy, printed sewer bill?
Well, $150,000, isn't this like three employees almost?
I would say it would be two police officers.
Well, there you go.
I mean, when you two entry-level police officers with their benefits, I'd say $75,000 a year is a fair amount.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Robert, thanks.
Bye, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, you just look at this stuff. And you think, why? Now, if we had the money, I don't think any of this would be a problem. But did we have the money is the question. And I don't know about those shirts. I can't imagine the city would pay for those shirts, but who knows? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I would just like to know, since apparently information does not free flow anymore, you know, delays in the fire station and projects on Prospect Street being delayed and less firefighters, police officers being on the street in the last year, you know, if that stuff is not going to be, who knew about this stuff? Who knew before questions were asked by citizens and by council members? Who knew? Because we have had council members say they had no idea. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, if we ever get that charter in, it might not be a bad idea to have it in there that the mayor will make a monthly come on the radio or the station here and make a monthly report to us, and maybe even the finance committee.
Well, you know, at this point, do we even know what the finance committee knows?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Every month, you know, at least the mayor should be coming on and letting us know about stuff instead of keeping everybody in the dark on what's happening.
Well, it's just very unfortunate that It's very unfortunate that we had to learn about the fire station, we had to learn about the police officers, we had to learn about the firefighters, we had to learn about all that because of questions. It was not openly told to the public, and it was not openly told to the media, and it wasn't openly told to the finance committee. And it's very shocking to me that on Monday morning, the Treasury Investment Board met, which is the mayor, the law director, the auditor, the treasurer, and the head of the finance committee met, and nobody in the media knew what was happening, nobody in the public knew what was happening, and apparently nobody on the finance committee knew what was happening.
That's what I'm saying. There's no transparency.
Transparency? They don't tell him anything.
When he did that to the office and the buses and stuff, was that needed? And then this budget director. Now, if we pay $120,000 for a budget director, and he saves us $500,000, great, it was worth it. But if we're paying that budget director $120,000, and the budget doesn't get solved to where we're not running in the red, what good is it to have him?
Well, here's my question.
And the budget director's not going to come on your show. No.
Well, here's what I would like to know. If you start, because this $5 million is going to have to come from somewhere. If you start cutting from the senior center, if you start cutting from the transit department, if you cut from the police department, if you cut from the fire department, if you cut from these things and you keep a budget director and an economic development director, how do you think that's going to sit with the public?
Yeah. I don't know what they're thinking up there.
You know, what does the budget director do if not look at the budget? Now, if the excuse is that the auditor doesn't give them correct numbers, then why do we need a budget director? If the budget director can't get the correct numbers so they can't do the budget, what do? Sit in their office with their thumb in their ear? I mean, I don't understand it.
Like that other caller said, pencil pushers.
Well, you know? Guess we'll find out as we go along.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, go back to the beginning when the budget director was first offered up 2 years ago. This was somebody who was going to help the auditor. Now, has that happened? I don't know. But I would hope that city council would start questioning some of these positions. And are they necessary with the state that we're in? 740-383-9944. Because I don't know if the state would find that they're necessary. Go ahead.
Scott, I'm not advocating for anybody to lose their jobs, but do we really need a grant writer when we won't be able to afford the match on the grant anyway? Unless it's absolutely free money, we can't take it.
Well, there's a question.
Have a good one.
Thank you. So, you know, here we are. And again, we don't want anybody to lose their job, but, you know, we don't want police officers to lose their job. We don't want firefighters to lose their job. We don't want sanitation workers to lose their job. I think the best case scenario is nobody loses their job. But where do you make the cuts? Where does the belt get tightened at? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. I don't know. I would begin to wonder about a lot of this stuff. And I think a lot of people are beginning to wonder about a lot of this stuff. So, I want to say again, the mayor has an open invitation to come in or call in anytime he would like during this show. So does the fire chief, because obviously that's become a hot button issue. Or any member of council, by the way, who would like to come in. We can have these discussions. And if you have something to say to the citizens of Marion that is contrary to the news that we are putting out here, I'll be happy to come on and retract any news that we have reported that is not right. If it's not right, please let us know. Because you don't want to misrepresent what the news is. So, you know, let's start there. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. I just a couple thoughts. In the last couple years, I've been going through some health issues, so my finances are just racked at the moment. So, you know, I'm always aware of my money issues and how much money is in the bank. And so using that as an example, I look at things like, okay, we just went through this charter thing, and we had Mike Neff, you know, it had to be an emergency thing before he, you know, left. He quit his office, and let's get this charter thing going through. And it makes you wonder from a leadership perspective, you know, why would you take on something like that? And you would have to know, I mean, you have to know on some level, you know, they're going to say that the auditor and the numbers are this, that, and the other, and nobody's, but you know, to some degree, not off by 3, 4, 5 million, that, you know, you should take on this new endeavor or that new endeavor. Or, I mean, was it my understanding that if this charter thing had passed, then they would have been legally obligated to finance the cost of the election, the cost of the charter process, and everything else. And yep. I'm just kind of at a loss. Like, well, why would you take on those things?
Well, that's exactly right. And again, I am not saying the auditor is a genius, and I'm not saying that the auditor's office has been run properly for the last 5 years. But here's the problem. If that is your belief going in, that you can't trust the auditor's numbers, why would you continue to spend money like that?
Exactly. Well, because it gives you somebody to blame, and I'm not really trying to pick on, you know, put this on this administration or anything else. It's just that's where we're at today, is as long as we have somebody to blame, and that's what everybody gets stuck on, and I get tired of it, and I always go back to this, unfortunately, I guess, is that's why I go independent, because I'm not trying to, I mean, it's kind of like the finance thing. Can't we do both? Can't we figure out the finance issues of the past and the present, and can't we move forward to fix things and work on fixes at the same time? It's kind of like Congress and our government. You know, it's like we can only look at one thing, people. We can only single focus on one issue. It just amazes me.
Well, I think one of the issues here is simply this. You know, I don't think anybody likes to place blame, but one of the problems is there is a serious problem in government. It literally shocked me yesterday, because I wasn't exactly for sure when I left on Monday night, but it shocked me that there are less firefighters, less police officers, and the fire station is on hold. And nobody on city council apparently knew that. Now, who in the world knew? Because I believe it is their obligation to tell city council that, and to tell the media that, to tell the public that. That's their money. And if people are hiding information like that, and it didn't even come out willingly Monday night, it had to be through questioning. Why is that being kept hidden? Why are you not telling people that?
I mean, you know, to me it's obvious. You know, the only reason anything is kept secret or anything is not revealed is because people want, you know, have something to hide. I'm one of those type of people that if you accuse me of something, I'm not going to sit back and be quiet. I'm going to stand up and let you hear my voice and hear my argument, and I'm going to fight for what I believe in. So I don't, you know, why? That's all I can offer.
Well, and I guess here's my point. Does the city have a financial problem? Absolutely right now.
Sure.
Absolutely. But they also have a communication problem unlike the likes that we've never seen. I mean, that budget could have been sent to City Council Monday for a first reading without the City Council having the knowledge that there are less police officers, less firefighters, and the fire station's on hold. That could have happened. And that needs to be fixed. And if somebody Monday, one of those council people, doesn't say, hey, raise your hands, people in the box or people up here, council, how many people knew about this stuff prior to last Monday's meeting? You know, we need to know that, because communication is a major part of how government works.
Well, and I think the people on council need to remember, in my opinion, that you know, they represent the people. They're not part of the administration. I mean, are we supposed to work with? Absolutely. But you're not on the administrative team. You are on the constituents' team. You are the voice of the people and not supposed to be putting your agenda or your feelings foremost. You are supposed to be putting forth the constituents' feelings and issues and best intentions.
Well, didn't we just have a big kerfluffle on city council not too long ago about the auditor or the deputy auditor not telling things that they knew when they knew it? Well, you know what? Seems like that's a problem that's contagious in this box over there.
Yeah, and again, it's the politics today. I think it's just the continuation is, you know, once it becomes acceptable nationwide, then you know, it's kind, to me, it's kind of like men that sag their pants. You know, I'm in my day and time, if you know, my friends or if my parents had tried to tell me, now here's how you wear your pants, you wear them hot and you let your ass hang out and your underwear hang out, I'd have said, get out of here, get the hell out of here, and my, you know, or if my, any of my friends. But once it becomes acceptable in your group, then it's cool, and it's absolutely necessary, actually. So I think, you know, it's the same thing with this politics, you know. I mean, it's feel-good politics. I have mad respect for anybody who, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, for any leader that says, you know what, here's my plan, here's what I think's going to work, here's what I'm going to implement, let's put it forth, and then as they get through it, they tweak it, they adjust it, and then after so long, they say, you know what, was it a success, yes or no, and should we go forward? Or if it wasn't a success, say, you know what, here's what I thought worked, here's what I didn't think worked, and would we do it again? I mean, we learn from things. It's trial and error sometimes. I respect that. I think it's time for leadership. I think just like with the whole thing with Naomi's mom, it amazes me that there, you know, that a police force would the story would get released, and it would say that this information, reams of information, was you know, suppressed more or less, because she was told over and over and over again that there was nothing, and then you come to find out. I mean, it's not a blame game. It's like, hey, we're better than this, people. We're better than this. Let's fix this. If there are people in the process that need to, you know, be charged or this, that, or other, okay, so be it. But that doesn't mean we stop the process. We can still say, you know what, we need to fix these processes. We need to own what we did right, what we did wrong.
There you go.
And move forward.
Hey, and hopefully we do move forward. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open. We've got about 4 minutes left in the program today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, there is a message from one of our listeners out there this morning that says, let Welcome get paid what Schertzer was paid. So, you know, there was a pay raise, I believe, when Mayor Schertzer left for the job of mayor. You know, that's going to be a big topic of discussion as time goes along. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, gee whiz. Everything we've heard for the past almost 2 hours, doesn't it kind of suggest Marion needs a city manager, somebody with their master's in public administration?
Well, unfortunately, the city cannot afford at this point to pay to even go through that process.
Well, you know, they can't afford to do anything, so what are we going to do?
What? You dig your hole out. Elections have consequences. Pay attention to who you're voting for.
That's right, and beware of the not-ready-for-prime-time politician.
There you go.
Do a better tomorrow.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got about 3 minutes left in the program. If you'd like to weigh in, please feel free. We've still got a little bit of time. If you've been thinking there's something on your mind that you would like to say, you've still got time to say it with about 3 minutes left in the program, 740-383-9944. And again, tomorrow, if there's a politician, if there's a fire chief that wants to come on, message me. We will give you the time. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, and still throwing money away on things they have been doing and these two new people hired. Wouldn't it be nice to have one officer, I don't know, hired or, you know, put in that position, and you hire another officer to place him that goes through cold cases? That's his job only, to go through cold cases and see about solving them.
Well, you know what? People,
maybe if there was another Naomi and her mother out there, it could get fixed for them instead of waiting 30, 40 years.
Well, people can call City Hall. The mayor's down there. His office is there.
To me, that'd make much more sense, and that'd be serving the public much more better than throwing money away from people that ain't helping us. If they was helping us, we wouldn't be in this shape.
And we'll continue the conversation.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
All right, maybe one more phone call here we can get in before we run out of time. It'd have to be a quick phone call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Before we run out of time on this Wednesday morning, glad everything's back up and running this morning. And it's a good conversation to have this morning, and I'm glad we're having the conversation, because it's something that people obviously do need to hear. Again, if you want to be the last caller today, call now, 740-383-9944. And we'll try to fit you in. But again, we'll be back tomorrow morning. And I do want to let everybody know again, the door is open for any politician, anybody who would like to come in and speak to these issues. And if anything being said is incorrect or any updates can be given, we'll give you the time. That's why we're here, to try to help the information continue to get out. So for this day, this is Scott Spears. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your city. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Listen to it.
Oh. course, it doesn't, I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought,